Esther, chosen as queen. In the book of Esther, in the second chapter, and the fourth verse, it is written, "Let her that pleases the king be queen in the place of Vashti," the old rebellious queen. Esther was the name of the Jewish maiden that was chosen over all the other damsels. What gave Esther favor over all the others? It was her attitude of faith and trust in Haggai, and her full dependence upon his wisdom. Haggai was a palace beautician in charge of making the queen beautiful. Therefore, he became another type of the Holy Spirit. In the process of making the contestants for queenship beautiful, the king's treasury was open to them. Each contestant could choose whatever jewels and adornments they desired to wear before the king to make themselves attractive and beautiful in his eyes. Magnificent jewels of gold, adorned with rubies, emeralds, onyx, and amethyst, shone and sparkled before the eyes of each of the contestants until they were transported into ecstasy at the thought of wearing such priceless riches. The dazzling riches of the king's treasury so enraptured each of those young ladies that her hopes were inflamed. Surely with such adornment, she expected to be chosen as the next queen. Can you imagine how some of them decked themselves with those brilliant jewels shining before their bedazzled eyes? In their vanity, they thrust baubles of gold and bright-colored stones on their fingers, hands, and neck. They so adorned themselves that they sounded like the castanets of a banished dancer when they walked. Doubtless, many of them were wholly enamored by the illusion of their own beauty in the reflection of their adornments. They saw in their own mirror. They entered the presence of the king with jewelry tinkling and tinkling about their costumes. It was enough to make the king sick and quickly send for another contestant. Esther, the lovely Jewess that won the contest, wise to her own ignorance and inadequacies, said to Haggai, whom she trusted and admired, "You choose for me, because I do not know what will enhance my appearance before the king. You know far more about what makes a woman beautiful in the eyes of the king than I do. I will wear whatever you give me." She did not go in and choose those precious gifts for herself in order to make herself attractive. She trusted fully to the wisdom of Haggai. She believed that he would give to her the right gifts that would help her win the approval of the king.